Today is July 14th, 2004. We are here live on the Punk Rock Pod. We have a special guest coming up today, Andrew Creer, big, avid punk rock fan. And we're going to discuss the news that happened today. Arthur Killer Kane of the pioneer punk rock band, the New York Dolls, has passed away. And it's big news today because of the impact he had on not only aspiring musicians back in that day, but because of the somber words that we've heard these past 24 hours from others that were close to him and others that never really got the chance to know him, but respected him enough to where they credit him with success for their own endeavors in their music careers. And today I have a special guest who is a avid Arthur Killer Kane fan, New York Dolls fan, Andrew Creer. I want to welcome him onto the podcast. Andrew, hello. It's a pleasure to have you.
Very nice to be here.
So just, I want to go over some questions about Arthur. Mm-hmm. You got the chance to meet him.
Yeah.
On several occasions, mm-hmm. before and after he ended up joining the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Yes, yeah.
And from what I understand is he worked in the Family History Center mm-hmm. At the, what was it, which temple?
It was the San Diego Temple.
San Diego Temple, Los
somewhere,
Angeles?
Los Angeles, somewhere down there, yeah.
Somewhere around there. And Arthur was somebody who was, I don't want to say slow, but he—you could tell he was declining.
He definitely had some residual effects from, you know, being an early punk rocker. I
mean, yeah,
you live a certain lifestyle, and that has certain results because of that.
So, yeah,
but you could still talk to him. He still definitely had surprisingly a huge amount of knowledge about his time in the Dolls.
Yeah,
I mean, that's really when you talk to him, that's really all that he wanted to talk about,
mm-hmm.
and it kind of seemed that. That is where he was kind of stuck mentally, is
yeah.
he still was very into and wanting to be a punk rocker.
Mm-hmm. And another thing I wanted to mention is people said, or over these last 24 hours, I mentioned that people were saying, you know, great words about Arthur and the impact he made. But one in particular was David Johansen, the lead singer of the New York Dolls. They were able to mend their relationship not too long ago before his passing the other day.
Mm-hmm.
It was right before they played their show in London.
Mm-hmm.
They were able to come together on a and finally agree on things again.
Mm-hmm.
What were your thoughts on David Johansen's comments?
I think David Johansen's in an interesting position where
yeah.
he got to be able to continually be successful.
Yeah.
And I think that he had a much different perspective from Arthur. And it's really hard to understand where a guy like Arthur's coming from because you're not in his shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, Arthur was living, I mean, comparatively to David Johansen, very poorly. And so I thought that his comments were genuine. I thought it was very, very encouraging to know that they had mended those things that had been broken in their relationship before Arthur had died, because I think that's something that would stick with you if you didn't take care of it before
yeah.
something like that happened.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing to point out, you know, after finding things out, not only over the last 24 hours, but this last month from Arthur playing the show
mm-hmm.
To coming back, you know, maybe we thought something was going to happen with that. Sadly,
yeah.
he passed.
Mm-hmm.
But the nice thing is you mentioned that both were able to be at peace.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like Arthur was able to accomplish all that he needed here, mm-hmm. his time here on Earth by his end. And David probably has just as much peace knowing that he was able to mend that fence.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
and I think also Arthur Killer Kane fans can be at peace because he has had long-lasting influence that's going to outlive him
yeah.
musically. I mean, you have people. I mean, it was Morrissey who put on that festival that allowed him to play.
Yeah.
The Smiths are probably one of the biggest music influencers of their era.
Yeah.
He influenced bands such as R.E.M., which, because of course we're recording this in early 2004,
yeah,
R.E.M. still has huge impact musically.
Yeah.
So he's had an influence that has outlived him, and I think that that's something that we can all rest assured knowing that he did make a difference in the music world, although he's not very well known to most circles.
Yeah.
For those of us in musical circles, we know that he had an influence on those people.
Yeah, he definitely did. Mm-hmm. Andrew, thank you for your comments.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Yeah, so Andrew Creer here, signing off here with Andrew Creer, mm-hmm. Big Arthur Killer Kane New York Dolls fan,
yeah.
Punk rock fan in general. Great words by him and knowledge from him, who was somebody who met Arthur multiple times. Mm-hmm. We want to sign off on this podcast today and say see you later.
Yeah, thanks.